The Swanner Center this week is starting its geocaching events, which basically means using GPS systems to hide and seek containers that are placed around the preserve. Sally Tauber from Swanner said they will take place twice a month on Wednesdays and Saturdays. This month it's on the 7th and the 10th.
Geocaching is this Wednesday at 6:30, and we repeat the same course on Saturday at 11 a.m. And this year we're doing something a little bit different. Each month we have different waypoints. So if you come in May and you come in June, you won't be doing the same course twice. So everything's a little different. And this first one has 12 waypoints. You actually go out into the preserve. People always ask, can I go on the preserve? Yes, you can go on the preserve. And in this particular instance, it's a great opportunity to learn some of your geography, some of your science, and get some exercise at the same time. We have a treasure box also on one of those waypoints hidden. And if you get your points correct, you should find that and be able to choose the treasure.
Tauber said the cost is $15 per person, half that for members. Every Saturday during the summer, they're also hosting nature walks, which take a little over an hour. They start at 10 a.m. on Saturdays.
They're done by different people, so different people with different passions and interests. You get a little different perspective. And right now, the Sandhill Cranes, the first nest hatched this weekend. So you will see Sandhill Cranes and possibly the colts following their parents around in the preserve eating, and that's really a treasure to watch. They're so tiny, and they come, the minute they hatch, they go right out into the preserve and start to eat and follow their parents. The chain of nature, you often see a fox around when the babies hatch because they have two, and usually only one makes it, and so the fox looks at that as possible breakfast.
On the 17th, a wetlands bird walk is scheduled. You have to be an early bird to attend this.
Dave Hanscom is leading this one. They're actually going to meet somewhere other than the Eco Center. And so you do need to RSVP for this one to get the instructions on where to meet. And Dave is going to walk out near the ponds and the wetlands and the preserves. So it's a morning of sturdy boots, maybe Gore-Tex boots, because you'll be in the muck. And there has been a lot going on. We're in a flyway zone for migration, and we had 30 ibis land the other morning on the ponds. It was so cool to see them come in. And obviously, that's a bird that doesn't live here for most of the year, so they're only passing through. But we never know what you're going to see. There are so many birds. We have over 100 species that we've counted on the preserve.
The cost is $5 per person or free for members. That's also the case for the event set for the last Saturday in May, Birding in Our Backyard.
Bill Fenimore will be giving a talk and then doing a walk. He has written a book on every state in the nation and birding in our backyard. And last night, we had a music concert at Swanner, and we had someone asking questions afterwards about why she's put up bird feeders in her yard and she hasn't attracted a single bird. And we talked about some options, but really the answer to that is, if you have questions, come to this talk, because Bill Fenimore can answer them. He's amazing. And he actually runs the bird store in Layton.
Sally Tauber from the Swanner Nature Preserve, who added a wildflower walk, is set for Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.